finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, and it is Friday, folks, the 25th of May, 2007. And would you believe we're almost halfway through this year? Time flies when you're having so much fun. Yes. On today's program, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to have an open phone Friday, and I've got a lot of information I want to go over about the North American Union. Well, they're actually going to go talk to Congress. Think Tank is preparing a report on benefits of integration between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Well, of course it's got benefits, but not for you or I. 9 U.S. military ships enter the Persian Gulf Wednesday, assembling off Iran's coast and largest American naval move since 2003. George is keeping true to his word that we're going to intimidate these people. And even CBS says that Bush created a safe haven for terrorism with Iraq invasion, which we knew that, and so did Ron Paul. Also, revolt against the new USID card system. We'll talk about that also. 800-313-9443. Do not forget, folks, tonight on Bill Maher, that's on HBO, and I think that airs 10 Central, 11 Eastern Standard Time. That's PM, that is. And he's going to have, he's going to have Ron Paul on tonight. Yes, that's correct. He's going to have Ron Paul on tonight. And don't forget, the 5th, June 5th, CNN is going to have their thing of the presidential debates on the Republicans. And, of course, Ron Paul is going to be on that. And that airs 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 7 p.m. on June 5th. So make these calendar notes. When we get back from break, I want to play, and Wolf Blitzer, by the way, Wolf Blitzer is going to be heading up the thing for CNN, so I hate to say it, but this guy's a real greaseball. I wonder what his real name is. I would hasten to even guess, but at any rate, when we get back, I'm going to play that clip for you and some follow-up information. And Paul Joseph Watson, that writes for Prison Planet, that's Alex Jones's guy in the UK, did an outstanding article on Ron Paul and his position on certain things, and we're going to do a recap on that. And Jim Guest, that I had on a couple of weeks ago, he's going to be coming on the network now that it's, I guess it's their break or whatever it is. This guy gets a whopping $30,000 a year for being a congressman, and I think he was, what, from Arkansas? I think he was from Arkansas or Missouri. Missouri, yeah. So at any rate, he's going to be doing a weekly spot on the network, and we're going to rotate him on various programs, Rick Adams, my program, and we'll rotate him around. He is going to the different state legislatures, talking to them about North American Union, illegal aliens, and the whole nine yards, and he's not getting paid for this. So we're going to give this guy, any congressman out there, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, U.S. Or state Senate, state congressman, hey, if they're out there doing the job and informing their fellow legislatures on this stuff, we'll put them on the air. We'll break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me go ahead and play this clip here. This is from CNN. And again, CNN, well, they tried to trounce Ron Paul. And I forget this guy's name. I'll probably think of it here during the course of this clip. But at any rate, Blitzer's interviewing him, and he's Jack McCafferty. That's who it is. Figuring that, hey, they were going to get some emails that we're going to speak against Ron Paul. You got to hear this, folks. They're pulling their hair out. They don't know what to do with this guy. And if the Republican Party does not nominate him as their presidential guy, I guarantee you, you're going to see a Hillary Clinton. Oh, God. Oh, you'll see her in the White House in 2008. Yeah. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, I'm either going to go postal or I'm going to leave the country. Yeah, because I can guarantee you with this, maybe I should use the kids' term for B-I-T-C-H, biatch. Yes, the cast iron biatch. Yeah, we'll start using that. And every time I said that, it bothered me. I don't know if it bothered anybody else out there, but I would have more respect and care for a pregnant dog than I would for Hillary Clinton. And I'm not joking about that. She is one of the most dangerous women in America. Let's go ahead and roll this clip here, Ken. And this is Wolf Blister talking to Jack Cafferty on CNN.
Jack, the Middle East, it's a complicated, complicated place.
Use talk of war to rally public opinion. It's a strategy that has a proven track record, doesn't it? Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani is being assigned some summer reading. Fellow candidate, nine-term congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, thinks the former mayor of New York City needs to bone up on U.S. policy in the Middle East. You might not be too familiar with Paul. His name barely makes a blip in the early polling. But he did square off with Giuliani at last week's debate in South Carolina. Paul had said that U.S. policies in the Middle East contributed to the attacks of 9/11. Giuliani dismissed him and that theory and received a round of applause from the audience. Well, that's not sitting so well with Paul. So today the congressman came out with a reading list for Giuliani. The titles include Dying to Win, which looks at the motives of suicide bombers, Blowback, which examines U.S. foreign policy, the 9/11 Commission Report, and Imperial Hubris by Michael Scheuer, the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit. This is not exactly Oprah's book club we're talking here. The question then is this. Is Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul out of line, giving fellow candidate Rudy Giuliani a reading assignment? Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul out of line, giving the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, a summer reading assignment on the history of American foreign policy in the Middle East.
All right, let me pause this right here to say this. Now, remember that Ron Paul was accused by the guy from GOPAC, I forget the black gentleman's name, but he didn't care about the texting, the messaging that came over. He didn't care about the people that were watching these debates. He didn't care about any of this stuff. And even though that there was a stacked audience for the Fox News deal, and I'm sure they were all George Bushites, I don't know if it was a questionnaire that was given to these people before they were allowed into the auditorium, but it was heavily biased. But when the public speaks on this deal, they are telling them exactly what is on their mind. Now, he asked the question here, is Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul out of line giving fellow candidate Rudy Giuliani a reading assignment? And then there's a break in this thing, and whoever put this thing together put it on YouTube, and Cafferty reads the responses and not one negative email response to that question.
Ed writes from Texas, not at all, and Mr. Giuliani believes Iraq's the central front in the war on terror. He should spend more time studying our enemy and less time profiting from the events of 9/11. Our enemy's decentralized, geographically dispersed. If Mr. Giuliani doesn't understand that, then he shouldn't be our president. Richard, in Alabama, I was disgusted during the GOP debate the way Congressman Paul's reasoned academic responses to complex issues were degraded by Rudy Giuliani and turned into applause points.
Thank you,
Paul
Richard.
Was using his brain when he asked us to review our policies in the Middle East and how they affect the Muslim world. Giuliani simplified it into a lie that Paul said we were responsible for 9/11. JC writes, not at all, just a little tip from an old pro. Rudy got caught with his top button undone. Lewis in Seattle, not at all out of line. Like the old phrase goes, the truth will set you free. America's now imprisoned by its own willful ignorance of the root causes of Middle East aggression toward the U.S. Books like these should be required reading for any high-level politician. Jeremy in California, Giuliani's response to Paul and the subsequent applause by the audience just goes to prove how ignorant and arrogant we are here. That's a book list all Americans would be well served to read. Richard in Seattle, as a Democrat, I found Representative Paul's comments closer to mine than any other candidate, Democrat or Republican. And as an ex-New Yorker, I'm quite sure Rudy won't read anything that he's told to read. Ted in Chicago, who's Ron Paul? Am I alone on this one? If you didn't see your email here, you can go to CNN.com.
Well, I'm sure the guy in Chicago is going to find out who Ron Paul is, but Democrat says that, hey, this guy's closer to my own heart and thoughts than anybody else, Republican or Democrat. Well, you're starting to get the point here, folks, that looks like Ron Paul's got a shot at this White House deal. If he gets his funding, you know, and I don't even know. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, all these politicians are going to be running commercials. And you know how they'll do the dirty stuff. If somebody's creeping up close to them, they'll run ads, political ads, chopping out the other people. And it doesn't necessarily mean that if a Republican runs a in-your-face ad, it's generally against Democrats, but they're not above doing it to each other. And if Ron Paul is perceived to be such a threat to the Republican Party, the way it stands now, the new realm, folks, yeah, the new flavor of conservatism in America, if we've got liberal Democrats even, and I was, like I said the other day, I was watching C-SPAN, a liberal black woman called in from New York on the issue of amnesty, and we already know Mr. Paul's position on that. He can go across the board getting people out to vote that hadn't voted in years, getting people that voted Democrat last year, or the people that voted Democrat this past year in midterm elections and watched their party turn on them. You know, we're just going to have benchmarks now for our troops in Iraq. You know, this is kind of a reading lesson for Mr. Bush, but you know he's going to ignore that. Hence, that's why he's sending warships into the Middle East. They're already there making a full parade, a show of force against Iran. And we told you the story about how George Bush, planning on using the CIA, leaked from the New York Times, I do believe, that he's going to destabilize that government using the CIA. Exactly what happened back in 1953. And then we saw the end result of that. After the Shah of Iran was taken out, we got Ayatollah Khomeini. Do you think Ayatollah Khomeini was a good friend of the United States? And especially after all of that stuff, we go in there with Saddam Hussein to kind of equip and arm him with certain things so he can go against Iran to keep this, to keep everybody scratching each other's eyes out in the Middle East. Now, we saw the result and the rhetoric that came out of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Do you think Mohammadinejad is the same way? I don't think so. This guy has been telling the truth. And for propaganda purposes, they have botched and butchered any time that this guy gives a speech. They'll take it, twist the words around, or do omissions to make the guy look like an idiot. On the issue of nuclear weapons and his opinion about Israel that has over 400 nuclear weapons and he ain't got none. And I've said this before. You look at the situation. Ladies and gentlemen, would you feel comfortable with the United States right now, with Pakistan, with Russia, with China, with all these countries that have nuclear weapons right now? Would you feel comfortable with our government saying that, well, to demonstrate that we want world peace, we're going to get rid of all of our nuclear weapons? You know, could a conventional force go against nuclear weapons? Absolutely not. That's why you're never going to see another world war. You're going to see these protracted military, CIA-sponsored upsets of countries. And especially when you look at the United Nations and their nation-building projects and all of these other things, it's the gang ganging up and deciding who they're going to oust and who is not going along with the flavor of the globalist. That's what this is about. So do I fear Mr. Ahmadinejad having a few nuclear weapons? I'll tell you what. If I had an arsenal of nuclear weapons, I'd sell them a couple of myself. Now, that may shock some people, but live in the 21st century with reality. If Cuba had nuclear weapons aimed at the United States, would you be in favor of the United States dumping its nuclear weapons when we're only 90 miles away? How fast would it be from missile launch to, say, hit Washington, D.C.? And if a nuclear weapon went off there, the only thing I'd be sorry about is losing the Smithsonian Institute and some of the fine museums up there and some friends in Washington, D.C., and the folks at AFP. I'm being sarcastic here, but you're getting my point. I don't feel comfortable at all thinking that maybe Cuba has 10, 15, 20, 50 missiles pointed at the United States and we're defenseless. Sure, we can get on our canoes and paddle over there to Cuba to go do an invasion. But you see, when nuclear weapons are aimed at you, it's worse than Russian roulette. It's Rusky Suicide. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
All right, we're back. Let me take a couple of phone calls, and then I'm going to get into the excerpts that Paul Joseph Watson actually pulled off of AJ's program, Alex Jones's program. And this will put this in a context that people will understand how he really thinks and he believes. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else, getting caught up with the glitz and the glamour and, you know, this, that, and the other, and being distracted. Television is great for that. But radio, that's another venue. You have to use your ears and your mind. You know, basically, you can shut it off when you watch the TV news. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you. A couple of times you've mentioned George Herbert Walker Bush signing an executive order about the privatization of the infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
What is the number of that, please?
Holding it right in front of me, it is George Bush's executive order, 12803. And it's entitled Infrastructure Privatization. It was signed on April 30th of 1992.
April 1992?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
God bless you. Later.
All right. Yeah, and it spells out exactly. This is why I went into this in exhausting detail. I mean, I only have a two-hour show on every day, folks. But I like to get into details. I like to paint a complete and accurate picture. You know, this is why you had the Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain the way it did. That's because these cities and township and counties and states have been given the green light for privatization, and they're going to cash in on it. Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I listened to Michael Herzog's show earlier, and Davey called in about, this is Texas, and it's ours, right? That would be the sum up. I seem to remember, and see, I'm so bad, I have never really documented in my own mind Texas history, but if I remember correctly, this was bought and paid for in treaty and in payment.
It was.
And anyway, I guess what I'd like to hear is, because I am lazy and I listen while I'm working all day, I would like to hear a show with a true Texas historian giving the names, dates, and places and how much we paid, because this is Texas, by God, and it is ours.
That's right. And I don't care. I think that was the Treaty of Guadalupe. I do believe that was the name of the treaty. And, yes, the Mexican government accepted the funds. The contract was complete. The contract was paid on. And it stood for how many years up until some people, the globalists, decided that, well, we just need the migrant workers going in from whatever country. I mean, Canada, the people up in Canada got to be a little bit worried about this because they're going to wipe out all the borders. But it's just not going to be Mexicans. It'll be South Americans, people living in Central America. You know, and these are not highly educated, and this is not a slam against them because they have not built their infrastructure the way we have. You know, I'm sure they're good people, but we don't need a couple of million uneducated people running around in this country.
A couple of hundred million.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't think this was Mexico's to begin with, though. I think it was American Indians, and from what I can tell, there was a tribe up in northern United States called the Mandans, and they literally had Hebrew letters that they wrote down, and that they were they had certain words in their language that were real similar to Hebrew. So they came up across the Bering Straits and over way back long time ago. So I'm sorry,
Are you trying to tell me we have Ashkenazi? We had Ashkenazi.
No, they weren't Ashkenazi.
I was going to say Ashkenazi Indians.
I don't think so. They were the tribe of Dan, but they were called the Mandans, and Lewis and Clark ran into them, and they had all these different customs that they did depicting the flood and depicting Moses and depict all these things. I mean, it's just the most amazing history that I'd never heard of till a couple of years ago. And I was listening to Gene Scott on shortwave one day, and he was talking about it, and oh my gosh, it's amazing. Mm. So well, I'm wild about history. You know?
And history is the lamp unto our feet, and we're doomed if we do not. And this is one of, by the way, this is one of Ron Paul's positions, is that if you don't understand history, you don't have a clue of what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
That's right.
Because the only thing that's changed has been the technology. Do you think mankind himself has changed? And I've made this comparison that 230-some years ago, when the founders put together with pen and paper, well, it wasn't even really a pen, was it? What has changed? We have been told that, well, the Constitution, that was fine back then, but we're in a modern world and it doesn't really apply. Yes, it does, because the only thing that's changed from 230-plus years ago to today is things have gotten worse.
Mankind, that's what I was going to say.
Mankind has not changed. So if you've got people that a couple of hundred years ago buy lamp oil or whale oil in a lamp and using a quill pen instead of a ballpoint pen, it doesn't matter. The technology does not change the nature of man. We're still the same and still as stupid, still as brilliant at points, but we're apt to keep repeating those mistakes. And what has happened to us is history is constantly being rewritten for those that vanquish, conquer, and for those who win. Those people would hang heroes just to rewrite their history the way they want it for today and tomorrow. Melissa, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to have to do that one of these days, a little Texas history. I've only been down here for, what, almost 9 years. Maybe we can get somebody down here in Texas and go through that Guadalupe thing and all that stuff. All right. We'll take the break here, get back on the other side. I'll take a few more phone calls, 800-313-9443. And I want to get into really what Ron Paul is all about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, Mike in Arizona, if you're still listening to the program, Section 5 of that executive order, you may also want to pay attention to this when you download it. Government-wide coordination and review, they say in implementing executive order numbers 12-291 and 12-498 and the OMB circular number A-19, that's the Office of Management and Budget, you may want to check that one out also. I didn't have time to grab a hold of that yesterday. So, Mike in Arizona, again, those are executive orders 12-291 and 12-498 and the OMB circular number A-19. So if you want to dig that up and give me an email at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com, I would greatly appreciate it. Richard in Austin. Hello, Richard.
Oh, yeah, I just had one more thing to say. I want to develop my point from the last show. I didn't get a chance to finish. I was saying we need to start using shame to start shaming some of these high-dollar Hollywood moguls out that Alex knows and everybody else says they know about it. Start calling these people out. Why aren't you standing up for America? Why are you getting rich with your silence?
You're saying that the people, that their eyes are wide open in Hollywood, that they should be going after their fellow Hollywoodians?
I'm saying that I don't care who it is, from Oprah Winfrey, Tom Cruise, whoever the superstar is, that apparently it's everybody from A to Z. Charlie Sheen has spoken out. But these people can help save the world if they would get together, just like they did in the 80s and made that We Are the World song.
Yeah.
If they would get together and do it together, it would make you and everybody else a whole lot safer, people who have been on the line for years, and they can save their careers by doing it together. And if we have names, we need to start calling them out personally. Hey, sir, I know you've seen the video. You've seen all the information. You got everything that everybody else needs. You need to come out and expose these criminals and all these generals that are writing their memoirs and retiring quietly, because they're not going to win in the end either. So we need to start calling these people by names, people who we know the truth and aren't speaking out. I don't care who it is, Oprah, Michael Jordan, I don't care. These rappers that make millions of dollars, they say they're tough and gangster.
Yeah.
They know all about the New World Order, but they can't make one song to help expose this thing.
Well,
these people are riding on our, you know, they're getting our support. They're staying rich because of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything collapses, they're going to be broke too.
And Richard, hang on a second here, because the thought just occurred to me by your suggestion, and I'm in full agreement with you, because if we've got a Hollywood clique out there that is challenging their other Hollywoodians, or Hollywoodians, however you want to say that, to jump on this bandwagon for freedom, I think there's issues that Ron Paul brings up that touches everybody. That's why he's getting so much support from the Democrat side. What we have been doing is allowing Hollyweird to write the scripts for these indoctrinating movies. Now,
right.
And Richard, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you ever go into a Blockbuster or a Hollywood Video or whatever, I'm not talking about the Blockbuster movies that they'll put up on the hot racks, but if you carefully go through that place and you look at all these movies that are coming out of Hollywood from independent producers, but with the dominie here from Hollyweird on some of the worst issues you can ever imagine, gun control, whatever the case may be, they're constantly spitting this stuff out. Once Hollywood understands that there is a sea change in the attitudes of the people, they are going to make movies that are more reflective of what people want to watch. Right now, they're shoving everything at us, from the occult, witchery, drugs, glorifying crime, gangbangers, you name it. I mean, when you get Snoop Dogg that gets top billing and the guy's a criminal, I mean, come on, is that the best that can be presented?
Not hardly.
I'm in full
agreement. We need to protest Hollywood or something. We need to do something to stoke the fires of these people, because we're running out of time. And Ron Paul, we need to keep a camera on him at all time. Everybody has these phone cameras. Every time he goes out in public, people need to be filming him, because we don't know what they're going to try to do to this man.
Well,
he's so valuable.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be one of the things. I'm going to have Ron Paul scheduled out here real soon, and that's one of the issues that I want to talk to his people about. And I've got a guy that has got more stick time in a 747 and wants to be his pilot on Air Force One. And I know this guy would try to jump through an eye of a needle to save that man's life. We've got people out there that are ex-Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Marine Reconnaissance people. These people would be there, and they would take that proverbial bullet. But I'm in agreement with you. There's got to be security stacked around this guy that's impenetrable.
That's right. We don't want to invade his privacy 24/7. I know that can get nerve-wracking. But, I mean, they confiscated, I heard, 23 videos when Kennedy was shot, just to make sure. So, but there's cameras everywhere now, and they're not under the control of the government. So people with these video cams, keep them available whenever Ron Paul's in the area, because these people, they have no end. But anyway, I'm just rattling on now.
Okay.
But I'm just sick of Hollywood. If you have a list of, you know, that's what happened with the Vatican. All the top deacons and all the people who sat by and watched these kids get molested, to me, they were just as guilty because they were silent.
Absolutely.
So if you know a star that knows what happened, tell him he needs to go public.
Well,
forget about his career and his sorry life.
And Richard,
he's already lived a good life.
And Richard, I think everybody's playing the same game. They're waiting for somebody else to jump up, and then they can jump on board and support.
Exactly. Poor little Rosie out there. I watched her yesterday struggling with the world. Everybody commenting her. She's fat. She's this. It's not about her. If everybody else would come forward and fight with her, they would call a press conference, 50 of them. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
5 or 10 of them.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and the rest of them come to do it all at once. They can't ignore all of them. They can't kill all of them.
And he could take a tip from his daddy, because his daddy is a political activist. That's for sure. Martin Sheen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All it takes is the numbers.
All right, Richard. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I mean, what does it say culturally in this country? That you get the gangbangers and the rappers and hoes and nappy head. I mean, look, what happened to Imus? You know, he just is repeating something that is just, it's part of the culture in this country. I mean, the guy says nappy-headed hoe on the air, and all of a sudden, boom, he's ostracized. Now, I didn't particularly like the guy, the style of his broadcasting. I didn't like the content of his programming. But he was benign. He was nothing. He had a show on MSNBC. I never could figure out why. I mean, every morning you'd flip through the channels to see what latest and greatest crime has been committed against America or its citizens. And, well, if you have the discerning ear, you can flip over from Fox to CNN to Headline News to MSNBC. Whoops. Well, now you can't on MSNBC because this guy's gone. I personally don't miss Imus. But look at the reasons why they got rid of him. And it says, it speaks volumes in this country. When we're talking about people and their opinions, and then they get shot down the way he was. Now, they're doing the same thing to Ron Paul? They've been doing that to anybody that's had a conservative voice in this country for years. For years. Ron Paul, president, 2008. I like the sound of that. You know what? I think I gave this guy a 50-50 chance out of the chute. Now, I realize we're coming up in the third debate. He's not the GOP's choice, but people are waking up. They're hearing his message. It's the people that's going to force him onto that platform for the Republican nomination. Yeah, Mitt Romney, I mean, give me a break. I mean, he's a good poster boy. I mean, I love his hair. I mean, he's got a great head of hair. He looks good. He wears suits well. But what does the guy know? Okay, he's the governor of Massachusetts. So what? So what? We have Rick Perry as governor of Texas, and this guy's done more to sell out people than Mitt Romney, I think, has even done. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. There's a thing, I just not what I call it, but there's a thing on YouTube that a week before Imus got dismissed, or whatever the mainstream media got him. He was saying several times, he was saying Bush and Cheney are criminal thugs and they should be arrested. And right on MSNBC, he said it like 3 or 4 times. Because he was interviewing somebody over the Boston Globe, and he was hammering this guy over the Boston Globe. He goes, "Where's the Democrats? Those guys are sitting." And he did this for like a couple 3 days, and then next week he's gone.
Well, and I was not aware of that. I was not aware that he made those statements. Now, you actually heard that for yourself?
You can Google it right on YouTube, and you can see exactly. There's a guy that put it together. The mainstream media hung him. And there was an interview with this guy that who did it. And he made it, and he never really said that before. Because believe it or not, he made Clinton, and he made Bush. He actually picked those people, and he sponsored those people through when Clinton in 94 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and Bush in 2000. He was their cheerleaders. Then they wouldn't have nothing to do with them, both of them, after they got elected. They wouldn't have nothing to do with Clinton and Clinton, or nothing to do with Imus, though Imus got mad. But the reason I called, I'm not a big Dennis Kucinich fan, but he was on C-SPAN yesterday, and he was telling Congress that there's $21 trillion worth of oil in Iraq, in the ground right now at the current rate of oil. And he's really complaining about how Mobil, Exxon, and all their ilk are trying to privatize that country. And he's the only one speaking up about this. And I think it's very imperative that, you know, people really realize exactly these. I call them the 9/11 wars, and that's what they are. These wars were perpetuated for the theft of that natural resource.
Sure. By the way, I want to throw in here before I forget, Phil Donahue, which had higher ratings than Imus in the morning did on MSNBC, To his amazement, and I even saw the segment on O'Reilly when these two went at it, his show was canceled because of his stance against Iraq war, and they had to get rid of him. So that makes sense about Don Imus, that they canned him and went after him the way they did. It makes perfect sense.
He was hammering him. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Richard. I appreciate your call. Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense now. That really does. Let's go to Bill in Alaska, way up in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Is it morning up there?
It's about 1:43, but I sit up at night and work all night, so I get up late.
This is your morning. Okay, then.
That's right. I haven't even had my coffee yet. great show. Great show. I just wanted to throw this out. As you know, my specialty is seeing how much you can do being stuck in a cabin in the woods. And one of the things that I just started doing, I don't know if you got a copy of the email the other day from Mark Glenn about Joe Cortina's recent posting on his blog, but it has to do with American Jewish History Month. And it is a pretty good article. It's a little bit long, but what I did was boil it down. And there's a resource out there that I haven't heard anybody else mention, so I thought I'd throw it out there. And that is Craigslist. And Craigslist has a political, up in the left-hand corner, if you ever log into it, it has a political place to post what you want to talk about. And they get a lot of traffic. And I just boiled this thing down and posted it up here in Anchorage. And I have a couple of other email accounts. I always keep three or four of them. And with Craigslist, you can only post, what is it, one of the same kind of message per day. Mm-hmm. No, excuse me, every 48 hours, I think it is.
Okay.
But what I did was I posted the one locally here, and then I went to Philadelphia and New York, Craigslist. And I posted this thing right on the Philadelphia and New York Craigslist, man, and I know I stirred up a hornet's nest there because they're, you know the type of markets that they have, and this is something that anybody in this country could do. Anytime if you got a computer, you can go on Craigslist and you post your opinions up there, and it's a great place to put it for free where you're going to get a lot of traffic.
Well, if you could do me a favor, Bill, if you could compile that stuff and email it over to me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Be happy to, John.
All right, Bill. I'll be looking forward to it.
Have a great day.
Thank you, and have that cup of coffee. It's kind of like a man after my own heart. You know, I love the quiet hours of the night. I really do. And it's been a rarity that I've been up at... I actually woke up this morning at 5 in the morning. Now, I didn't go to sleep until like 12:30, 1 o'clock, but if I get those 3-4 hours in that time span... Man, I'm up, I'm wide awake. Problem is, I've got to do a show almost in the evening, and by the time that rolls around, I am brain dead. You know, I'm not 20 years old anymore, and I don't have that testosterone in my synapses firing like they used to. But, man, I'm with you, Bill. I like the quiet hours of the evening. Nobody there to bug you? At any rate, when we get back from the break, I'm going to go through this Ron Paul deal, and again... he didn't make this real clear. He says, over the years, we've had the opportunity. He says, we've had the opportunity to interview Ron Paul. Well, when he says we, he means Paul Joseph Watson is a writer for Alex Jones on Prison Planet. And they pulled out, and this must have took some time. This must have taken some time to do this. So we're going to read the excerpts of what Ron Paul answered in query to Alex Jones. And Alex has never been one that's really known to, when he gets a politician on, to couch questions. I mean, he's asked him some real upfront questions. And Ron Paul gave upfront answers. And I'll tell you what, if for no other reason out there, you should have respect for a politician that speaks his mind, speaks the truth, and then doesn't waffle when challenged. He sticks by his guns. When was the last time you saw that in a politician, I ask? Been a long, 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 long time. Probably before radio and TV came around. At any rate, so I'll get into that. And I wanted to say to the caller, watch out for Mr. Kucinich. Watch out for this guy. And I mean, watch him carefully. I think he's probably going to be one of the front runners on the Democrat ticket. It may be a little switcherino, Dennis Kucinich president, maybe Hillary vice president. I don't think this country, even if it wasn't the cast iron biatch out there, I don't think this country is ready to elect a woman president. So I would probably look to her to be a vice president because of her political connections, her pull, the ability to get things done, raise funds, you name it. I think Dennis Kucinich would be a saner choice for the Democrat Party, putting him up there. But you watch this guy very closely because he is a United Nations backer. And there's your globalist right there. And he says a lot of good things. I mean, he's been against the Iraq war, you know, blah, 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 you know. And that fits in with the temperate times that we now live in. But I'm going to tell you what, this guy is a globalist slam dunk. Once I started tracking him down and watching him very closely, I have no respect for that guy whatsoever. So before you get all hyped up about little sound bites, as I have always said, and I don't know where originally this came from, otherwise I'd give credit to it, but at least a broken clock is right twice a day. We'll take the break, come back on the other side. Open Phone Friday, I'm going to get into this. We'll take calls later on in the next hour at 800-313-9443. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. Aside from getting whacked this year, we have to move, and that's costing money. We don't want to miss any more than 24 hours on the air, and that's how long it's going to take for the move. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Thank you.
it's a Friday. I thought that was the top of the hour break. Sandra dashed out of here to go do something. Julie, that's only here Monday through Thursday, there's nobody here to answer the phones. Send them back there. So you get to produce the show and answer phones. Okay. Folks, for the next few minutes, if you want to call into the network with a pledge or you're looking for product or something, just dial the 800-724-2719, extension 115. And Ken is doing double duty here. Can you do a show, too? Well, no, never mind. At any rate, I'm going to get into this Ron Paul deal, and I'm going to get into that next hour because I really don't want to break this. What the hell? We'll just do it right now. Ron Paul on the record, the Texas congressman's best quotes on martial law, foreign policy, and the economy, and more, done yesterday by Paul Joseph Watson. Over the years, we've had the opportunity to interview Ron Paul many times in light of the recent runaway success and resonance of his presidential campaign. We decided to compile the Texas congressman's best quotes on subjects ranging from martial law to the plunging dollar to foreign policy. Compare these home truths to the cacophony of rehearsed establishment pablum spewed forth by both Giuliani, McCain, Romney, or any other of the shill candidates. Ron Paul on the police state and martial law is quoting him. If we don't change our ways, we will go the way of Rome, and I see that as rather sad. The worst things happen when you get the so-called Republican conservatives in charge from Nixon on down. Big government flourishes under Republicans. I think they're concerned about the remnant of those individuals who don't buy into stuff and think that they should take care of themselves on their own, that they should have their own guns and their own provisions, and they don't want to depend on the government at all, and I think that is a threat to those who want to hold power. They don't want any resistance to their authoritarian rule. They're putting their back up against the wall and saying, if need be, we're going to have martial law. We've heard all these statements by the president, by the administration, why they need more militarism at the federal government to keep people in check, so nobody knows how this will turn out, but I do know that the only thing we can do about it is try to alert the American people to what's going on so they can be prepared. It's getting close to it. It's called usurpation of power, and it's done in many ways with Congress just going along because they're sound asleep, and this certainly is an attack on our Constitution and our freedoms. We might have to hope that our Supreme Court helps us out a little bit. I don't know, Ron, don't bet on that one. The court has been better than the executive branch and a heck of a lot better than Congress because we're giving the president everything he's asked for, and the president has been begging for all this authority. So immediately we have to hope that the courts will save us on some of these things. But once again, ultimately, it's only when the people wake up and say they don't like this. Sometimes the people wake up too late. Right now we don't have concentration camps. Yes, we do. Sorry about that. But like you have pointed out, the authority has been given so that concentration camps can come without habeas corpus. I've heard the argument that there is nothing else left in the Bill of Rights. If they can lock you up, what good is freedom of speech, or what good is a gun? That is now part of the books, part of the law. We'll continue with this on the other side of the break. Be gone for about 2 minutes. We'll take your phone calls into the next hour, 800-313-9443. I want to get into Bush's military buildup again in the Middle East. Numbers USA put a thing out about how the amnesty, how people showed their true colors and how they voted for the amnesty. That's right, the illegals. And in the coming up North American Union, they plan to head to Congress in the fall to tell them what a benefit global government is. We'll be right back.
A message.